はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、
ヨシです。
高瀬です。
Peter here. As always, brought to you by Air Clara, the translation and interpretation specialist. Yoshi-san, last week in the news we were talking about iPod on the go. When is it going to be ready?
Later this week.
That's right. You heard Yoshi-san. Later this week. Now, this is a premium feature, so stop by JapanesePod101.com, sign up for your 7-day free trial. Now, for those of you who've signed up for an account and it has expired, we're offering you a 3-day extension, a special 3-day extension that will give you access to the Learning Center. We've added so much, and we're continually adding to it, so come by and see what we've added. So, again, later this week, we're getting closer and closer. All right, we are back with House Visit 2, visiting a friend's house. Proper manners, proper protocol. What to do when visiting their homes. Last week, we covered getting in the door. But now that we've let Yoshi-san in, what are we going to do? Especially when you go traveling around with Yoshi-san, you have to have really, really good manners. Takase-san, would you agree?
Yes.
That is, if you want to stay for dinner. We're going to give you some tips that'll get you a seat at the table. Now, Takase-san, when you go to visit someone's house, do you go empty-handed or do you usually bring something?
Well, I don't bring anything, but you're supposed to bring some present.
Wait. Maybe you made a mistake there. You said you're supposed to bring something.
Yes.
But you don't bring anything?
No.
That worked. It's a good thing you have us along to bring something for you. Now, Yoshi-san, what kind of things do you bring to someone's house?
Usually it's like some kind of okashi.
Takase-san, the English please.
Sweet.
Like a cake?
Yeah, it could be a cake or like things that you can get from like local sweet stores. Usually nice, or maybe you can bring fruit too.
Let's just get back to the sweets for a second. In the US, when we go to someone's house, it's common to bring sweets, but the sweets are made that day. When we're talking about sweets in Japan, are they made that day or are they packaged sweets?
They are both.
So pre-packaged, wrapped up in a gift type sweets and something you could buy at the bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Like a strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
Takase, what kind of cake do you want?
Cheesecake.
Oh. So if you're visiting Takase-san's house, that's what you want to bring. What kind of special treatment would someone get if they brought you a cheesecake, Takase-san?
Oh, I will let you in the house.
No cake. No pass. All right. So yeah, the sweets do have a lot of pull around here. So we covered sweets. Now you also mentioned fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And what's a typical budget for visiting someone's house? Is there any, or kind of up to the person?
I think it depends on who you are visiting and also like who you are. I mean, it depends on occasions too, you know?
So it's pretty much what you want to say is relative.
Right.
So with that introduction, if we can call it that, let's take a look at today's lesson. Takase-san, Yoshi-san, onegai shimasu.
Konnichiwa.
Ah, Takase-san. Dozo o agari kudasai.
Ojama shimasu. Kore tsumaranai mono desu ga dozo.
Domo sumimasen. Wazawaza arigatou gozaimasu. Dozo kochira e. Ima ocha o iremasu node.
Dozo okamai naku.
One more time. Slowly, please.
Mou ichido onegai shimasu. ゆっくりお願いします。
こんにちは。
あ、高瀬さん、どうぞお上がりください。
お邪魔します。これつまらないものですが、どうぞ。
どうもすみません。わざわざありがとうございます。どうぞこちらへ。今お茶を入れますので。
どうぞお構いなく。
This time, Takase-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese, and I'll give you the English. Here we go.
Konnichiwa.
Good afternoon.
Ah, Takase-san.
Oh, Miss Takase.
Dozo, o agari kudasai.
Please come in.
Ojamashimasu.
The standard set Japanese phrase used when entering another person's home roughly translates to, I'll be bothering you now.
これつまらないものですが、どうぞ。
This is a small gift. Please.
どうもすみません。
Thank you.
わざわざありがとうございます。
To go through all that trouble. Thank you.
どうぞこちらへ。
Please, this way.
今お茶を入れますので。
I'll bring some tea now.
どうぞお構いなく。
Please don't go through all that trouble.All right, inside of this conversation, we have lots of amazing information. Small recap of what we did last week. Plus, last week, after we released the lesson, on the message board, one of our listeners posted about
お上がりください
as another extremely polite way for inviting someone in your house. So this week, it made its way into the conversation. So we had a quick recap, and then after that, we got into some new phrases that will really help you make a good impression on your hosts,when you go to visit a house. So, what we're going to do now is take a closer look. Takase-san, give us that first line one more time.
Konnichiwa.
Now, the literal translation is, good afternoon. But here, it's used in a bit of a different way. Not just meaning good afternoon, but kind of a set phrase that you can use. The time range to use this expression is kind of extended here. Right, Takase-san?
Yes.
For example, how long could we use this phrase? Between what kind of time range would be okay?
You can use konnichiwa maybe from around like later in the morning or like before noon to early evening.
Now here, it's a little more leeway than just meeting someone on the street and saying good afternoon. A bit of hello, I'm here expression. So in this case, the host and the guest are a bit familiar. They know each other. Perhaps the guest has come over to Japan and they're meeting for a long time.But they have that prior connection. If you never met that person before, it would be a bit informal. Yoshi-san, next line.
Ah, Takase-san.
Oh, Miss Takase.
どうぞお上がりください。
Please come in. Last week, what expression did we give you?
どうぞお入りください。
Based on the verb, 入る, which means to enter. This week we gave you?
お上がりください。
Based on the verb, 上がる, which translates to go up.Now, Yoshi-san, where do you think this comes from?
I think it comes from the way the Japanese houses were made.
You love your architecture. Yoshi's hobby is Japanese architecture.
Right.
So, yeah, please come up and in is the nuance here.
Right. It's a famous tradition about Japanese culture that you take your shoes off at the entrance.
Yes, and we're just about to get into that.Easy, slow down. I know you're really excited about this part. But wait one sec. Let's just finish it up here. So you asked Takase to come in. Can you give us that expression one more time?
どうぞお上がりください。
Now, let's just take a quick look here. One more time. We want to show you a bit about how Japanese works. What's the verb in its dictionary form?
上がる。
And what do we say? The first part, please leave off ください, please.
お上がり。
See how the prefix お appears. And when that appears...The ru changes to ri. So we go from agaru to o agari. And then we add
kudasai.
Now compare this with what do we have last week?
O hairi kudasai.
Again, the verb in the dictionary form, haeru. We add the prefix o, and the last ru becomes ri, and we have
o hairi.
And then we attach
kudasai.
The reason we point this out is this is extremely polite Japanese.And this is what is used when inviting someone into one's home in a bit formal situations. Now, among friends who you see every day, and for example, in college dorm rooms, or you know, if you have a best friend, it wouldn't be this formal. But in formal situations, extremely polite Japanese is used. Okay? Just wanted to point that out. Then, when Takase comes in,
お邪魔します。
The expression from last week, I'm going to trouble you now. And she enters the house. Now, Yoshi-san, now is your time to shine.
All right.
Yoshi-san, what are we going to talk about here?
Japanese architecture. Or about shoes?
Yes, the latter. Now, what must you remember when going into a Japanese home?
You take off your shoes.
Yeah. Now, a couple things, and we're going to get a bit off the conversation here, but a couple things that have to do with shoes. So you take off your shoes, and when you go into the house, do you wear slippers or just your socks?
It depends on the household. They might offer you slippers, or you might just go in your socks.
Exactly, but the shoes do come off. Now, one thing we want to point out is, one more thing that you might encounter on the way, and I'm going to ask the two Japanese hosts to really help me out with this one, but they have slippers for inside the house, and then another set of slippers for the bathroom. So when you get to the bathroom, you have to take the house slippers off and then get into the bathroom slippers. Help, please. Takase-san, you know what I'm talking about. Look at the smile on your face. Please, I thought the slipper thing was over. And I sometimes forget, and I just go into the bathroom with the outside house slippers.
Well, that's fine.
Really?
But no one see you.
It's not that it's correct so much as you can get away with it. Yoshi-san, help me out here.
They don't see those places with like two different slippers anymore much. I'm sure like some houses do. But where I live or where my friends live, we don't even wear slippers at home.
Yoshi-san.
Yes.
We're trying to give like formal situations.
Okay.
So.
Yes, Peter. And some restaurants do that too.
Yoshi-san, thank you for pointing that out.
Yes, Peter.
You actually have slippers, or you walk to the bathroom with one set of slippers and then you switch slippers. Or you walk there. No, yeah, actually, you have one set for inside the restaurant and then another set for inside the bathroom.
Yes, Peter, that's right.
So this is just one more thing to kind of be aware of when you're navigating your way around the Japanese house.
Right.
Okay, so we're in the door. Takase-san, what do you say next?
これつまらないものですがどうぞ。
So you enter the house, お邪魔します。Take off your shoes, step up, and at that time, you hand over the gift you brought to the house. And at that time, you say,
これつまらないものですがどうぞ。
Takase-san, can you give us the first part of that expression?
これつまらないものですが。
First, we have the word, this.
これ。
Followed by,
つまらないもの。
Now, in formal Japanese, これ is marked by the particle,
は。
But in spoken Japanese, it's okay to drop it. At least Takase-san says it's okay to drop it. Then this is followed by?
つまらないもの。
Two words here. Mono is thing. Then we have the adjective?
つまらない。
Boring. Useless. Small. This phrase can probably be best translated or interpreted as it's a small token. But it's very Japanese to lower or talk down something that you do or give, even if it's an amazing gift that you went all the way to Tokyo's best bakery for, you would still say,
つまらないものですが.
You're talking down what you're giving. Now, if it was me, I'd say, look at this, open it up, let's try it, right at the front door. But yes, this is not the Japanese way. Followed by,
ですが.
The copula and ga. Now, this expression, when handing over a gift, will make all the difference in the world, and you will really, really impress some people. Really impress some people. Takase-san, if a foreigner came to your house, they brought a gift, and they said this, would you be impressed? Give us your honest answer.
Well, that sounds strange.
But if a foreigner came to your house and presented something like this to your parents, Yoshi-san, what do you think the reaction would be?
I'm sure they'd be so impressed.
Really impressed. And I know from experience, because I've done this a few times and almost like speechless. Sometimes, yes, it's really nice to know a few formal expressions. I think, though, the problem with this expression is you don't want to peek too early. I think they were the most impressed at the front door and it just went down from there. If you use this expression, the listener will probably think you're pretty fluent in Japanese.
Right.
So I guess you double-edged sword here. But you know what? I say use it. Go with the really good impression. Next we had.
どうぞ.
Please. And this would be said while passing it. Please accept this.
どうもすみません.
Thank you and thank you. Here, the first word.
どうも.
Again, the Swiss Army knife can have many different meanings. Here it means thank you and.
すみません.
Here it has a thank you nuance. Excuse me for you having gone through the trouble for me. Nuance can be found in this すみません. So even at a restaurant, when you receive something, you can say すみません. For example, Takase-san, wake up. You're getting sleepy. You're hungry? And we're talking about food too. If Yoshi-san is a waiter at a restaurant and he brings you some tea, puts it down in front of you, you can say,
どうもすみません.
So Yoshi-san receives the gift, followed by,
わざわざありがとうございます.
Another very good expression. First part,
わざわざ.
To go through the trouble is what it roughly translates into. Followed by,
ありがとうございます.
Thank you for going through the trouble of getting the gift, but that's not included. And this is what this word expresses. To really go above and beyond what you're supposed to do. Yoshi-san likes these special dumplings that can only be bought in a faraway place. If someone goes to buy them, all the way there to buy them, and then bring it back to Yoshi, this is when this expression would be used. To go through extreme measures. And the fact that this person went and bought a gift before coming to the house is what makes this expression relevant. Thank you for going through the trouble. Even though it's kind of expected, kind of these exchange of set phrases.
どうぞこちらへ.
This way, please. Here again, we have the please. It can be found quite often in polite Japanese. This way, they head into the living room.
今お茶を入れますので.
Now I'll bring some tea, is the translation. But let's take a look at the words in there. Yoshi-san, first word.
今.
Now. I'll bring some tea now. In Japanese, we have now first, followed by
お茶,
tea,
を,
object marker,
入れます,
put in. So the literal translation is now tea put in. So we can deduct that the tea will be put into what, Yoshi-san?
In a teacup.
Yes, it's given. So the teacup is inferred. So you can think of the expression お茶を入れます, put in tea to a cup. However, this doesn't cover the whole explanation because this expression has a more deeper meaning. Yoshi-san, can you tell us about this expression?
If you say お茶を入れます, that means not only just putting the tea in the teacup, but it means the whole process of making a tea.
Yeah, so there's a lot more to it. But to help you remember how the verbs are paired, you can think of finally as the tea going into the cup. But it actually includes the whole process. When the person says this, they're actually going to go back and start making the tea.
Right.
Not pour it into the cup. So we have to interpret this expression. So I'll put some tea on is what we interpreted it as, because that kind of includes the whole process of putting the tea on, bringing it back, which kind of captures what this expression means. Again, the literal meaning is to put tea in to a cup. Please think about it that way. But when we interpret it, it's the whole process. Putting tea on, bringing it back, and serving it up. Finally, we have
どうぞお構いなく.
Another expression that has taken on an extremely polite nuance. Please don't worry about me. Now, even if you really, really want that tea, even if you really do want something, this is quite a Japanese thing to do to, again, play down yourself, play down your desire to get something. So, please don't worry about me. Please don't go through the trouble for me. Now, this expression comes from the verb
かまう.
To mind, to care about. So here we have the negative form of かまう. So, don't care. Speaking about oneself, me. Don't care about me. Don't mind about me. Don't worry about me. Then we have the please. So please, don't worry about me. Again, it coincides with playing down one's position. Don't worry about me. And that's the literal translation. Now, when we interpret it, it would be something along the lines of, don't go through the trouble. Please don't go through the trouble for me. Please don't worry about me. So, with that said, we have given you some really useful tips to navigate yourself through the house. Now, for tips on eating and dining, please see the earlier survival phrases. We have some really good tips to get you through the dinner. Then, finally, when you leave the house, please don't forget to say, Takase-san?
お邪魔しました.
And after dinner?
ごちそうさまでした.
These phrases will really get you through visiting a Japanese friend's house. So, with that said, stop by JapanesePod101.com. PDFs with all the vocab, grammar write-ups, plus inside the Learning Center, line by line, listen to the conversation over and over. It really helps you memorize the expressions. Bring it all together in the Learning Center. That's going to do it.
またね!
また明日!